Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Louis Armstrong New Orleans International Airport has reached a platinum star year, their eighth year with breaking passenger numbers, not only in 2018, but going for eight straight years of growth. The fourth year in a row in which the airport has beat the previous year's number. And joining us on the line is Kevin Dolio, the Director of Aviation at the Louis Armstrong International Airport. Kevin, really good to talk to you. We go back many, many years working together out at the airport for quite a long period of time. Welcome back.
Good to be back. In fact, we do go back a few years. I was just having that conversation with someone on staff here.
So, you know, we went through a lot of trials and tribulations out there in the re-engineering of the airport, you know, Homeland Security challenges and everything else. And the airport just consistently never ceases to amaze me in what y'all are doing out there. And with the advent of a new terminal building and breaking these records, where do we go from here?
Oh, gosh, we'll continue breaking records. No, but you know, I've had conversation recently where I've expressed that the market I left 20 years ago was quite different from the market I've come back into. This region is a very strong market. It's growing. It's driving traffic, and we're benefiting from that at the airport. And of course, we have to stay tuned in to what's happening in the market and ensuring that that our air carrier partners are aware of pockets of opportunity here to continue to push to increase air service and meet that demand. But the market's driving good demand.
So, you know, and I've noticed a lot of new flights coming on, and historically, and you and I have actually had this conversation going back many years, as you just pointed out. New Orleans was not an easy town to fly in and out of, but continues to get easier to do so.
And that's true. And again, that's reflective of two things. The market itself, of course, drives the demand, but it's good, solid effort on the part of the experts at the airport that go out to attract additional air service. You know, carriers will put the supply in to meet demand if they're aware and if it can be proven up that certain routes will be profitable to them. So, it kind of works. It cuts two ways. It's the demand in an origin destination market. It's about demand, but it's also about educating those that service the market to opportunity. So we've been very successful at that for the past few years. In fact, 12 new flights came online last year, four of those new destinations. There's already announced increased flights in 2019. I think about eight routes already announced in 2018. Not all new, some additional service to routes, but a couple new routes mixed in there as well. So again, it's demand, but we're out driving and educating those that supply us to the opportunities in this market.
You know, Kevin, it's amazing. I think during your last stint is when they were looking at moving the airport to another location, and everyone believed that that was the case. And it seems as though everyone in the area throughout the state of Louisiana has, resolved that issue and said this is where it needs to be.
And it was a long time coming, wasn't it?
Yes.
but I think the resolution and the solution that was decided upon I wasn't here when the decisions were made, but as I look at what went into the decision and the planning for the facilities over there, I think they absolutely made the best decision to stay on this property, on this site, build new on the opposite side of the airfield. So you have brand new, first of all, with a location folks are somewhat familiar with, but also without the added expense of developing airfield infrastructure. So we have a new airport, more or less, without having to touch the airfield for the most part.
Kevin, this industry's changing in a lot of ways, and it's been incredibly dynamic. New types of airplanes, a lot of technology, new desires and expectations of the traveling public. What do you see, even, and let's just assume you're in a new terminal building, what are the new challenges that y'all are going to face?
That's a good question. I think more than new challenges, maybe new opportunity. I think with improved technology as it relates to aircraft, maybe more narrow-bodied aircraft with greater range, or aircraft of fewer seats with greater capability, I think opens up more opportunity for medium to large markets to gain air service. So that's one thing, but also the customer experience. As you move through a facility, as you approach curbside and well into the facility, technology advances to ease access, to help ease wayfinding in facilities, to locate certain areas or points of destination in the facility, to be informed before ever getting into your vehicle to come to the airport. Is coming now too, and will be a part of introducing that type of technology when we move into the new facility as well. Ground transportation, the advent and increased popularity of Uber and Lyft drives different challenges in airport facilities, and you're seeing those challenges all over the country. So you have to be more tuned in and more alert to dealing with those situations and ensuring that those customers using that type transport have ease in and out of your facilities as well. So, you know, in airports, one thing I always say, you know, there's a lot of buzzwords used to describe different industries, and you hear the word dynamic and figure it's just a buzzword as it relates to airports, but that's not true. As it relates to aviation, dynamic is truly an accurate word to use. It's constant change in needs, constant change in upgrades in technology, both for infrastructure and facilities and for the aircraft that service airports. So it's constant change, but constant opportunity to do more and better for the traveling public.
Kevin, can you stay with us a few more minutes?
Sure.
We got to take a break. When we come back, I'd like for you to kind of describe what the public can expect from the new terminal building when that comes on in the very near future. We'll be right back with Kevin Doliole, Director of Aviation at the Louis Armstrong International Airport. Stay with us. We're back and we're talking to Kevin Doliole, Director of Aviation at the Louis Armstrong International Airport. Kevin, I know that in the coming months we're going to open the new passenger terminal, and I guess from the traveling public, their biggest concerns always are the flow of passengers, bag screening, pickup and drop off, security screening. What's going to be different about the new terminal?
It's a good question. You'll find things quite a bit different in that regard with the new terminal. First of all, just starting on the exterior of the facility, we'll actually be using, as opposed to the traditional approach to one side of the building with an upper and lower roadway system, we'll be actually using two sides of the facility with traffic split in those two traditional ways on either side of the facility. So we'll be splitting traffic four ways, depending on who you are, if you're picking up an arriving passenger or dropping a departing passenger, you'll be on total opposite sides of the facility, as well as TNCs versus shuttle operators. So that traffic will all be split up four ways, feeding two sides of the facility. We expect to gain more capacity and efficiencies on our curbside as a result of that. So then once you enter the facility, or let's say curbside, actually, if you check your bags curbside now with sky caps, so your bags are checked, they're put on a cart, and they're wheeled in, loaded through a bag screening machine, and then finally they're put on a belt to go down below and out to aircraft. In the new facility, it will be belt feeds off curbside that sky caps will use. So your bags will be checked there and put on a belt to go down below and into what's called an inline baggage screening system, and I'll talk more to that in a second. Or if you're checking your bags inside, one big missing item you will notice is all the huge bag screening machines that are currently behind the ticket counters in the main ticket lobby area. Those all go away. Your bags will now be handled one time, checked at the counter, placed on a belt, down below and into what's called an automated inline baggage screening system. So all those operations of screening your bags before they go on aircraft will happen behind the scenes in more of an automated system.
And that was always one of the challenges with the old facility, is y'all had to retrofit all of the demands of Homeland Security, or TSA, I should say, you know, as it relates to having those security measures in place.
Correct, absolutely. Even to the point of, you know, with all of the additional screening requirements and the physical constraints of our facility, we were locked into having separate checkpoints for each concourse and an inability to make a move. Many airports in the country were able to move post 9/11 was to shift the bulk of their concessions operations to airside. Post security, because passengers now with the more intense screening process prefer to get through that before they spend any time doing anything else. We're stuck with three individual smaller checkpoints and the bulk of our concessions program landside, where it's ineffective.
Right.
In the new terminal, we'll have one large consolidated screening point or checkpoint, and once you process through it, in fact, the width of it is about the length of a football field. It can grow to 17 lanes as traffic dictates. And once you're through it, you have access to everything airside. You can flow freely between concourses, which you can't do today. And our concessions program will be pushed primarily 95% of it post-security into the concourses and then concessions pods on either side of the checkpoint, and you'll have access to all of that. And if down the road there's more of an occurrence of changing aircraft in New Orleans, you'll have the ability to move between concourses without going to landside and processing back through a checkpoint again.
Yeah, a lot of people don't realize the difficulties of that. You may fly in on Delta, but go on your next leg on a different airline. It's not on the same concourse.
True, very true. And that's very limited here today. But if with that type of activity, should that grow down the road, then we're positioned so that passengers can move freely airside. There's efficiencies on the airfield as well. Currently, between our concourses here, as aircraft load and gates, there's what's called a single taxi lane system between the concourses. So if someone's pushing off a gate, an air carrier is pushing back off a gate, and an aircraft is attempting to enter the area, they have to sit and wait. In the new facility, the spacing between concourses is such that we'll have dual taxi lanes, so that those operations can happen simultaneously. Someone pushing off doesn't necessarily cause an aircraft to sit and burn fuel waiting to come in and park at a concourse. The concessions, currently in the current program, we have the traditional single master concessionaire on either side of our program, say for food and beverage or for news and gifts. In the new program, there will be two masters on either side. It'll be more competitive there. There'll be a better variety of offerings in the program and more of a local mix in the programs as well.
Well, Kevin, that all sounds incredibly exciting. And let me congratulate you on the growth numbers that y'all have done. And obviously, this is a big challenge in making this transition. And we'd love to have you back on to talk about that again. And thank you for joining us today. And congratulations on a platinum star year on the new records that y'all set.
Thank you very much.
All righty. Kevin Dolio, Director of Aviation at the Louis Armstrong International Airport. I don't know about you. I always liked Kevin Dolio. I always thought that he did a great job. He's on top of the issues out there. If you think that running an airport is an easy proposition, you do not have a clue. Having spent a number of years out there as the head of the law enforcement detachment, I was able to work and interact with any number of quality people that tried to keep all of the airlines happy, none of which whose systems interact with one another. So it's like controlling, 80 lanes of traffic and everybody is driving some kind of newfangled piece of equipment and you're supposed to handle it all. I mean, it's quite the accomplishment out there. And look, there are going to be some challenges with the new terminal building. I was so pleased to hear that they have automated inline baggage screening, that it's going to be done behind the walls in the secured areas and not out front. You don't understand really the logistical issues that go along with that. Having traveled around the country when I worked out there, when all of this was implemented, we spent a lot of time trying to figure out as a team how we were going to screen baggage because of the structural challenges that we had. There were support walls we couldn't move, any number of things. So it's great to see that there's going to be a new situation with the new terminal, because the flow of passengers, as you well know, when you travel is key. And nobody wants to sit in lines forever, whether that be a line at a concession stand or a magazine store or waiting to go through a security checkpoint. The more that you can minimize that by the flow of passengers, the better off you're going to be. So when he talked about pick up and drop off and bag screening and security screening and having the ability of opening 17 lanes in security screening, that's huge. That is huge. And then the ability to move from one terminal to another without having to go out and come back through screening and things of that nature, that's going to be a big deal for us as well. In the interim, though, we're going to have a traffic challenge. But I got to tell you, having traveled to a number of different airports around the country, not only looking at it from a security standpoint, but just as a member of the traveling public, we have been spoiled that we've had this ingress-egress interstate exchange right into an airport access road, right into a drop-off and pick-up delivery area with very few impediments. In fact, a whole host of airports are not similarly situated. You have to actually travel down a normal city street with red lights and so forth in order to gain access to airport property. And you get off of an interstate, you get on flat surface streets that are city or municipal streets or county streets in order to get into an airport. That's not been the case here at Louis Armstrong International Airport. It will be the case here, I think, in the short term until they have the flyover that's constructed as a result of an agreement that the state has reached with the Airport Authority and the City of Kenner. And that was great news that they were able to get that done. And hopefully the sooner they get that, the better. But in the interim, it may require that you have to leave a few minutes early because you will have to hit flat surface streets. Not that far of a distance, though, unlike if you've ever flown into the Chicago airport that services Southwest, when you go out there, you got to go quite the distance down city streets in order to get to the terminal building, which is not the case here. But it's still going to be a little bit different, and we will have to exhibit some patience until they work out the new roadway that's going on there. So what you may pick up in minutes outside, I think there's going to be a strong possibility that you will be able to gain back those minutes once you go through the ingress and egress of entering the terminal building and going through that process as it relates to those issues. Because I can tell you that the backup at peak moments in time and trying to get through those few lanes that they have and pick up and drop off is difficult at the present time. And sometimes it takes a lot longer than you would otherwise anticipate. Want to hear from you, 260-1870. What do you think? Can, Platinum Star year, can we continue to set these passenger records? Obviously, this is directly related to the tourism industry, directly related to the cruise industry that's there, directly related to so many things that we have to offer in this city. Love to hear from you. Are you excited about this new terminal building? I can tell you I am, but are you? Give us a shout. We'll be right back after the break. We're back and on the text line. The people of Kenner who live here are going to go through a traffic mess for about 5 years until the airport finishes all the work they're doing, and not everyone here is interested in flying. I don't disagree. I don't know if it's going to be 5 years, but I think that there's going to be some challenges. And I think progress, when you experience progress like this, it doesn't work out always for everybody in the perfect way. But I'm confident that the powers to be are going to be sitting down and constantly reevaluating the traffic flows in order to see what is going to be the best opportunities for them to move traffic, because it's in everybody's best interest to do so. Let's go to line one, talk to Mike and Slidell. What say you, Mike?
Hey, buddy, I tell you what, when I seen the pictures of that thing on TV, that was wonderful looking.
It is a beautiful facility. Obviously, very different than the antiquated facility that we're in now, that was kind of added on to a structure that was originally built, I think, in the 1940s and early 1950s.
Right. And then something needs to be improved because of overpopulation now.
Yeah, that's true, too. I mean, I think they have to meet the challenges of the airline industry today, and this is something that needed to be done. Not many new airports are actually being constructed, but by the same token, not many airports were in a facility as old as this one was, and the workarounds that they had to do been there and worked there in charge of the law enforcement detachment and participated in a number of meetings with airport officials. It always used to amaze me how the workarounds had to work because of the infrastructure. They couldn't move the utility feeds. They couldn't move the plumbing and sewage and drainage feeds. It was they did an incredible job, quite frankly. So
yeah.
Anyway, Mike, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. I think a lot of people are looking forward to utilizing it. And as pointed out on the text, is it going to be a challenge for some of the residents in Kenner, especially those that live between what is called the AOA, the airport property, and the interstate? Yes, there's no doubt about that. There will be some disruption there in the interim until they're able to work out the flyover, and hopefully they're able to do that work and do a lot of it in an expedited fashion, and we don't lose sight of what it is that we're trying to accomplish. There were a couple of bumps in the road early on. They seem to have worked that out. Sometimes that's expected. Everybody has their own best self-interest at heart in trying to protect their constituency, understand it. But they were able to reach compromise, and it's good that they're moving forward on that, and we'll see how this plays out. And I think, the airport has had some delays, but not many, which is good as well. So stay with us. We want to hear from you, 260-1870, or text us at 870-870 as we continue this conversation. This is Newell on WWL. number of texts coming in asking about when is going to the grand opening of the terminal will be. It was delayed a little bit because of a sewer line problem that was sinking, and they wanted to replace that prior to the opening and not risk having problems as a result of that. So they had a little bit of a cost overrun with that, and they believe that they're going to have all of that resolved, and they'll be open in the month of May of this year. So in the late spring, maybe early summer, bar any other surprises in the opening. We're talking about 35-gate terminal. The new airport roughly cost about $1 billion. A lot of texts coming in asking about the flyover and why it wasn't anticipated. It was always anticipated. That wasn't the issue. It was bringing together all of the political entities in order to deal with the cost of the flyover, the funds necessary to do so, acquisition of property and things of that nature that took longer than ordinarily, and they had to work through that process. And anytime you do that and you're changing a major exit off of an interstate, you have to get the federal government involved, state government involved, local governments involved. And it took longer than anticipated, I think, in trying to pull all of that together. Thankfully, I think they just finalized the last pieces of that. I believe the funding is now in place, or mostly in place, and they're moving forward on engineering designs in an attempt to get that done so that they can move forward with the construction of the flyover. And as I said before, we're going to have to experience a little bit of some issues, some traffic issues and so forth, and inconvenience. And as I also already stated, that we've been spoiled. I mean, getting in and out of our airport is one of the easiest airports that I've been into in and out of in this country. I can tell you there are not too many that are as easy as New Orleans International Airport. Obviously, you have the traffic depending on accidents and stuff on the interstate or otherwise. But once you hit that exit and hit that airport access road, it's really fairly quick. A lot of airports, you got to take trams and buses and this and that in order to get from point A to point B because of the magnitude of the facility and the constraints that are presented there. Not so much here. We may have to do some of that in the future, but that's no different than most other major airports. So in some respects, we've been spoiled on the outside of the airport, and some of that is going to change, obviously, when you move a terminal from the south end to the north end. But having said that, I think whatever time you may lose on that end, you're going to pick up while processing through the terminal, and you'll be able to get food and drink and have adequate seating. And I don't know about you, but it's not fun waiting in lines for bathrooms either. And I think a lot of that is going to be resolved with the opening of the new terminal. So congratulations to the Aviation Board, the work that they've done. A volunteer board. They work hard out there, happen to know a number of the members. And to Kevin Dolio, having worked with him for a number of years in the past, always respected him, was excited about him coming back as a director of aviation at Louis Armstrong International Airport. Exciting times for us out there. And I think if we focus on the positives, we'll have a great experience with the new terminal building. And that's not to say that they're not going to have some hiccups out there. They will. We just got to stay the course, but I think in a short period of time, we will mostly be convinced that this is going to be a great opportunity for all of us. Stay with us. We'll be right back after the break.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.